Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good Sunday morning. I trust you're blessed this beautiful Sunday morning. You're listening to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Never, never, eternal perspective. Oh, Lord, we can't even imagine how wonderful it'll be. This is our Sunday morning service for April the 30th, 2023. And in 2023, it's kingdom priority for me. Amen. We've been saying all week, we have a special announcement. We're gonna start our in-person services next Sunday, May the 7th. And we'll start meeting again at the Round Rock Community Center, or it's called the BACA, B-A-C-A, the BACA Community Center in Round Rock, where we had our celebration December the 31st. So next Sunday, May the 7th at 2 p.m. at the BACA Center. If you're listening and you know somebody that might want to come or that used to come or invite somebody, we're going to have a good time. Amen. Anytime the Lord shows up, we have a good time. So next Sunday, May the 7th at 2 p.m. at the BACA Center. Amen. Again, this is our Sunday morning service for April the 30th. And our scripture for this month is in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 for the month of May. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Our scripture for May is Philippians 1, 6. Philippians 1:6 says, You be confident of this very thing, that God, who has begun a good work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus' return. If you're born again this morning, you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, this is a confidence that we have that God will finish what he began with us. It started with faith. It continues with faith, and it'll end in faith until the Lord's return. Amen. In Brother Hagin's magazine, The Word of Faith, he prophesied this month that Rhema, he prophesied before he went home, but in this month's Rhema, Word of Faith, it says Rhema graduates will help usher in the return of our King. So we look up, our Redeemer's coming, and our redemption draws near. This morning, you know, we're told to leave the past behind. But this morning, can you remember when you first came to Jesus? When you first accepted him? I mean, nobody is born again. We all had to be born again. We all had to accept and receive Jesus as our Savior. Amen. That's why it's called born again. We're born in the flesh, but we're born of the Spirit. So this morning's message is we are made near by the sacrifice and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were strangers. We were on one side of the mountain and God was on the other. We didn't know anything about God. We were strangers. Amen. So we are made near by the sacrifice and the blood of our Lord Jesus. How is your relationship with God this morning? How close are you to Jesus? How close? How intimate? How personal? Is it close, intimate, and personal love? Personal enough for you to call God Daddy? Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. God is so awesome. I mean, he is so awesome. He just amazes me. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. We are made near. It says, we cry Abba. I looked up the word Abba, and it literally means daddy. Daddy. If you as a parent can remember your child when they first started saying mommy and daddy. Well, Romans 8:15 says we cry Abba, Abba, A-B-B-A, Abba. And that word means literally means daddy, a child showing that your daddy, our father, our heavenly father, is authority. He is authority in our life, and we're demonstrating that he's the authority and our willingness to obey. So when we call our heavenly father Abba, we're saying, Daddy, you have total authority. I give you my life, and I'm willing to obey you. Isn't that what 2023 kingdom priority is all about? First, his kingdom, Matthew 6:33. We're demonstrating God's authority in our life and our willingness to obey. Just do what Jesus tells you to do, and he will do what he promises to do. 1 Samuel 15:22 says it's better. It's better to obey. Amen. Disobedience always costs us, and obedience always rewards us. Amen. So our Father God made us. He created us. Jesus understands us, and the Holy Spirit knows how to lead us if we trust them enough to let them do it. I mean, you know, there was a time we were strangers. We were far from God. We didn't know. I didn't know anything about God. I Pastor Rose, you know, we were boyfriend, girlfriend. She took me to church a couple of times, and I saw Jesus hanging on the cross, and I didn't understand. I really didn't I was a stranger to the covenant of God. Amen. Not only was I a stranger, I didn't want to know. I didn't want to hear anything. I rebelled against the gospel. And that's what rebels do. They resist authority or control. Rebellion is an act of disobedience. Well, nobody's going to tell me what to do. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. If I don't believe, I don't know what... That's what it is, rebellion. We resist authority or anybody telling us what to do or control. Rebellion is an act of disobedience. I mean, how many times we as parents have seen our children, you know, rebel? I don't want to clean my room. I don't want to do my homework. I don't want to. God does. God does so much for us. Jesus is always working behind the scenes, and the Holy Spirit is always, always doing greater things for us. Are you hearing this, the message this morning? Amen. Are you hearing this? God made you. Jesus understands you. And the Holy Spirit knows how to lead you if you allow him to and if you permit them to. What I just quoted, what does John 2:5 say? What is John 2:5? John chapter 2, verse 4. What does it instruct us to do? Just do what Jesus tells you. Listen, if we're not doers, then Jesus cannot manage us. He can't. The Holy Spirit can't lead us. And if Jesus can't, the Holy Spirit can't lead us and Jesus can't manage us, then he can't bless us. Matthew 13:55. It says Jesus could do no mighty works because of their unbelief. They were defiant. They rebelled against the Lord. They were unmanageable, uncooperative. So they went without. They did not receive. There are blessings. There are blessings on the other side of yes. Unexpected blessings when we say yes. So shout yes to God or rebel and do without. Obedience brings us nearer to God, closer to Jesus, and led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. God declares what little joy he has with rebels. And he does this so that you and I can repent and not repeat our rebellion. Deuteronomy 31:27. The Lord says, I know how rebellious and stubborn you are. God made us. Jesus understands us. And the Holy Spirit, they know how to lead us and manage us if we allow and permit them to. I looked up the word dictionary, and in the dictionary, the word rebellious, rebel and rebellious come before rebirth. Isn't that something? R.E.B. Rebellious before R.E.B. Rebirth. Amen. Ephesians 2:12, it says, we were without Christ, like aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope without God in the world. We were lost. Without hope and without God in the world. Oh, but we're born again now. Rebirth, being born again and growing with our actions. Amen. Ephesians 2:13 says, once you were far off. Oh, but now in Christ Jesus, you have been made near by the blood of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank Jesus for the Holy Spirit. And thank Jesus for the blood of Christ. So, Ephesians 2:13 is our main scripture this morning. Once you were far off, but now in Christ Jesus, you have been made near. Three very simple but profound truths. Number one, what we were. Number two, what we are now. And number three, how we got here. What we were, what we are now, and how we got here. Three very simple but profound truths. What we were, what we are now, and how we got here. Once we were far off. Now we have been made near. And how we were made near? By the blood of Christ. Psalm 145 verse 8 says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, you and I, all of us, we were without Christ. Aliens, we didn't know the mystery of life. We didn't know the secret of life. We didn't know the completion of being a Christian. Amen. We didn't know those things. We were lost. Failures, losers in the world. We weren't serious about God. We didn't know anything about Christ. We had no concept of sin, of the sin that we were in. We had no relationship with the Father. We were dying, lost, and unwanted. We were on the slave block, and there were no takers. We were going straight to hell without Jesus or his blood. Amen. Ephesians 2:13, once we were far off, now in Christ Jesus, we've been made near by the blood of Christ. Amen. We are now made near. Amen. Now you and I know the mystery of life. Why am I here? Why was I born? Why am I here? Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. What's the secret? What's the secret of life? What's the secret of a Christian life? Hebrews 12:2, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. What's our scripture for this month? Amen. To keep our eyes on Jesus till he returns. This is a confidence we have. So the mystery, the secret, and then the completion of our Christian life, Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Once, don't try to remember, but we were far off. We were lost, dying and going to hell. Oh, but now we are more than conquerors. We are serious about our Heavenly Father. We know the Word of God is true. We know who we are in Christ. We guard ourselves against sin. We have a growing relationship with our Lord Jesus, and we're born again. We're born again, amen? And we're growing in the things of God. We were without Christ like aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Once we were far off, but now in Christ Jesus, we have been made near by the blood of Christ. Once we were far off, let this revelation sink in. If you're born again this morning, let it sink in. Amen. How near, How near, Pastor Jesse, how near am I now to the Lord? Psalm 91 says we're under the shadow of the Almighty. Close enough that you're under His shadow and His protection. Then Ephesians 2:6 says, with Christ, we are seated together in heavenly places. Oh, church, when God the Father looks at you, He sees Jesus in you. Amen. He sees Jesus in Revelation 3:20. Jesus comes and He knocks at the door of our heart. If anyone answers, I will come in and fellowship with you and you with me. So when God looks at a Christian, when God our Father looks at you this morning, He sees Jesus in you. We were far from God. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, but now, church, now we are made near. How near? John 15:16. John 15:16, Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. Isn't that awesome? Kingdom priority. Whatever we ask that has to do with heaven, with heaven's kingdom in it, God will do. Everything God does is for the kingdom. Amen? Everything God does is for the kingdom. Whatever you're praying for, if it has to do with the kingdom and in Jesus' name, God will give it to you. Amen? Whatever you ask in my name, Jesus said, the Father will give it to you. Kingdom priority. Whatever we ask, amen, that has to do with kingdom in it, God will do it. Amen? Well, Pastor Jesse, I prayed, and nothing happened. Kingdom priority. Is it kingdom priority, or is it your priority? Listen, I make up statistics, but I believe this to be true. 90% of our prayers have to do with two things, repenting or requesting. I need, I want, I have to have. How much of our prayers go towards worshiping the Lord and giving thanks? When was the last time that you said, thank you, Lord, just for life, just for being God, thank you? How many times did you raise your hand during the day and just worship Him because He's God? Ephesians 5:20 says, always giving thanks to God our Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? I mean, how many of us quote that promise? Ephesians 5:20. Is there something about Ephesians 5:20 that you don't understand? Number one, always give thanks. Number two, to God, our Heavenly Father. Number three, for everything. Number four, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always give thanks to God, our Heavenly Father, for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Ephesians 5:20, do you always give thanks? Do you thank God, our Heavenly Father? Do you thank Jesus for everything? I mean, unexpected blessings, we get blessed every day. I was backing out of our driveway today, and our next-door neighbor across the street parked right in front of my driveway. And normally, 99% of the time, there's nobody there. But the Lord just stopped me. I could have had an accident. Unexpected blessings. It's not just about finances. It's the Holy Spirit being active in our lives. Do you always give thanks? Do you thank God, our Heavenly Father? Do you thank Jesus for unexpected blessings? Do you do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? If your prayers aren't getting results, are you thanking more than asking? Yeah, we need a checkup from the neck up. We need to find out what our mouth is saying. We were far from God, but now we're made near. We are made near by the blood of Christ. You are the beloved by our loving God. Amen. All right, our Bible question this week is, how many times was Peter delivered from prison by an angel? How many times was Peter delivered from prison by an angel? I'll have the answer for you tomorrow night. And as you're looking for the answer, think about that. How many times has the Lord delivered you? How many times? So again, our Bible question is, how many times was Peter delivered from prison by an angel? I'll have the answer for you tomorrow night. In closing, I like the scripture. It says, your mother may forget you. Well, of course, our mothers, they never forget us. But it says, your mother may forget you, but God will never forget you. You and First His Kingdom, we are God-called partners. We are a mission-oriented church, the little church with a big heart for missions. Our seed is known around the world. And I thank each and every one of our financial supporters. You have a part to play, and it's very, very important. So I bless God, our Heavenly Father, for your part. Amen. Jesus, Heavenly Father, this evening, this morning, in Jesus' name, I call your people greatly blessed, highly favored, prospering with unexpected blessings from Jesus and man. I decree, I declare, and I prophesy divine blessings of health, overflowing wealth, and above all things, Father, soul prosperity on each and every one of our partners. I bless you for your participation this morning. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I will be with you tomorrow night with the answer to our question, our Bible question. Be blessed. Be blessed. We love you. You're in our prayers. Don't forget, next Sunday, May the 7th at 2 p.m. at the Baca Center, the Round Rock Community Center. Next Sunday, May the 7th at 2 p.m., be there or be square. We love you. Invite somebody. Tell somebody. Maybe they don't know. But we pray we'll see you there. God bless you. Be blessed. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.